Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 26, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Stables launches international remittances between Australia and the Philippines. Payment startup Stables has announced the launch of international remittances for customers and clients between the regions of Australia and the Philippines. Elavon partners with SoftPay to offer SoftPOS. US-based payment processor Elavon has partnered with SoftPay to offer the SoftPOS solution to customers across Europe. Uzum raises $114 million in funding. Uzbekistan-based digital services ecosystem Uzum has announced that it raised $114 million in funding, securing its unicorn status with a post-money valuation of over $1 billion. Unlimit partners with Xiaomi. Global fintech company Unlimit has announced its partnership with Xiaomi in order to provide Get Apps customers with access to Pix and simplify the payment processes. New alliance in Africa aims to explore remittance solutions. Coronation Group, Access Holdings, Safaricom, and M-Pesa Africa have formed a strategic partnership to provide remittance corridors between East and a transformative collaboration aimed at broadening access to remittances across Africa has been forged among Coronation Group, Access Holdings PLC, Safaricom PLC and M-Pesa Africa. Harmony Bank partners with Baker Hill. Harmony Bank has announced its partnership with Baker Hill in order to streamline commercial lending processes, as well as manage increased loan volume. Plumery joins Google Cloud Marketplace. Plumery, a digital banking experience platform for true customer-centric banking, is pleased to announce its availability on Google Cloud Marketplace. Crypto asset firm Joltech gets license in South Africa. In a significant development for South Africa's financial landscape, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, has approved Joltech, via its subsidiary Joltech Digital Asset Holdings, as one of the few investment product providers to receive a crypto asset service provider, CASP, license. Fintel acquires IFADASH. Fintel, the leading provider of fintech and support services to the UK retail financial services sector, has announced the acquisition of IFADASH, a uniquely positioned practice digitization solution supplier. MACD connects Swiss banks to world's first art stock exchange. MACD, the leading provider of trading connectivity in Switzerland, successfully connected the financial institutions Helvetische Bank AG and Incor Bank AG to Artex, the world's first art stock exchange, at the beginning of March. Konto rolls out its in-house financing offer, Pay Later. France-based business finance solution Konto has launched its in-house financing solution Pay Later to extend its business banking products offering. PayPoint named supplier on the Open Banking Dynamic Purchasing System. PayPoint has announced its inclusion as a supplier on the Crown Commercial Services, CCS, Open Banking Dynamic Purchasing System, DPS, framework. ANEXT Bank secures $148 million from Ant Group. Singapore-based digital bank ANEXT Bank has secured $148 million in added capital from Ant Group, its parent company, as per regulatory filings tracking. La Banque Postale partners with JCB. French postal bank La Banque Postale has announced a partnership with Japan-based international payments brand JCB. Paynetics announces strategic acquisition of Novus. Bulgaria-based embedded finance provider Paynetics has announced the strategic acquisition of UK-based neobank Novus. Adyen partners with Kleng. Adyen has announced its partnership with Kleng in order to accelerate the development of subscription payments and retention in the MENA region. Cover enters into a partnership with Yonder. Belgium-based InsurTech Cover has partnered with UK-based credit card fintech Yonder to improve travel insurance experiences for members. The Swiss FINMA fines Bank Audi. The Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, FINMA, has announced that it fined private financial institution Bank Audi for violating money laundering regulations. Philippines to prohibit access to the Binance exchange. Philippines has planned to block the Binance exchange by June 2024, giving time for investors to close their positions held via the exchange. WorldPay partners MasterCard to fight payment fraud. WorldPay is set to offer MasterCard's Ethoca alerts to its 1 million merchants worldwide, helping them resolve transaction disputes faster and with fewer chargebacks. Swift hails results of CBDC connector testing. Swift says a new round of sandbox testing has found that its central bank digital currency interlinking technology can enable financial institutions to carry out a wide range of transactions using CBDCs and other forms of digital tokens, easily incorporating them into their business practices. Trevi Pay launches self-financing option for B2B net terms. Trevi Pay, the most trusted B2B payments and invoicing network, today announces a new self-financing option along with enhanced payment application features to give sellers more control over their trade credit portfolio while leveraging Trevipay's configurable technology platform. PayPoint and Switchy target households at risk of fuel poverty. PayPoint today announces a new partnership with Switchy, a data and insights company, which will allow residents to use their cash and energy credit vouchers to top up their energy credit in PayPoint stores. Elavon and SoftPay partner up. Elavon customers across Europe can now accept card payments with only their smartphone after the global acquirer and payments leader partnered with innovative Copenhagen-based SoftPay to offer a SoftPOS payment solution. EBA Clearing preps October Inst on RT1. EBA Clearing announced today the delivery of a one-leg-out instant credit transfer, October Inst, service in the RT1 system for November 2024. La Banque Postale and JCB team up. La Banque Postale and JCB today announced the signature of a partnership aimed at facilitating easy and seamless payment transactions for JCB card members throughout France. Cover and Yonder team on travel insurance. Cover, InsurTech leader in embedded insurance orchestration, announces its partnership with UK-based credit card fintech Yonder, offering its members a seamless and comprehensive travel insurance experience. Oz Spend Management Platform Wheel teams up with Neum. Wheel, Australia's leading spend management platform, and Neum, the leader in real-time cross-border payments, today announced a new strategic partnership to help finance teams better manage their corporate spend. Adyen expands subscription partnership with Kleng. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, announced today the expansion of its partnership with Kleng, the leading SaaS platform for subscriber retention management, SRM, in the media and entertainment sector into the United Arab Emirates, UAE, market. Chime SpotMe feature made available to members using Credit Builder. Chime's industry-leading SpotMe feature, the fee-free overdraft that's spotted members billions since 2021, just got even better. SpotMe is now available as an overdraft line of credit when members use the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, too. Mintos launches crowdfunding campaign. Mintos, the multi-asset platform offering a unique mix of alternative and traditional assets, has announced today its plan to launch a crowdfunding campaign on Crowdcube, Europe's largest private market investment platform. Russia-linked fintechs hit with U.S. sanctions. The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on 13 fintechs for offering crypto-based services to Russian firms looking to evade the economic restrictions in place since the outbreak of war in Ukraine. Asset managers embracing AI but need to go further. Survey. While almost all asset managers are already using artificial intelligence, AI, in their investment process, only a handful are using the tech for more advanced tasks, according to a recently published study. Robinhood co-founder steps down. Baiju Bhatt, the co-founder and chief creative officer of online stock trading firm Robinhood, has resigned from the company to pursue other entrepreneurial interests. NatWest seeks out tech talent from underrepresented communities. NatWest is working with Sparta Global to find and train technology talent from underrepresented communities. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.